reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite, Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. So, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very briefly. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And yes, my name is Mustafa. I'm a student here and I'm studying in Hoza. I'm studying psychology and originally I'm from Pakistan, but I've lived in different countries.
I am Bita and I'm a student in Tehran University and I'm studying medicine actually. And that's it.
Yeah, welcome both of you. Welcome to your very studio. Well, as for today, there is this topic of what are the criteria for the true way? I mean, as human beings, throughout our journey in life, we might sound as lonely travelers who have to find the mission and the true path in which they have to go through. So what are the criteria for me to find them? To find these true path and then get the best way in order to go through my mission and through the journey that it is meant to be mine.
Actually, the topic of today is really interesting for me because yesterday I was watching the movie Inception, which it was talking about the reality and dreams and so many other things that you are struggling in the real world. And I was thinking about the whole movie and the last scene of the movie, which actually we couldn't understand whether all the movie was a kind of dream or reality.
Exactly.
And sometimes I feel the same about my life that, you know, if it's all a dream, so why do I have to bother myself to find a true way? I mean, why bother, you know? And I think it happens, this stage of mindset happens to every single one of
exactly,
us.
Exactly, yeah.
Specifically these days that we are full of depression, full of sadness and full of difficulties in the modern world.
Perplexities all around us.
Exactly. Right. And I think the first criteria, I think, itself is to find a real life that you're looking for. Okay?
So the reality is the main point.
Yeah, exactly, the reality.
Yeah, it's a great point. And you started off with the movie Inception, which is a great movie. But you know, one of the things about that movie is that it's not, you know, aesthetically it's amazing, but it's actually philosophy right behind it, right?
Yeah.
Just like Inception or let's say The Matrix or any movies that talk about reality and dreams or whatever it is, right behind that you'll see there's a huge philosophy. And what they've done there, they've taken that philosophy and they've turned it into art for you to able to consume, right?
Yeah.
Whereas our philosophy, I would say, the Islamic philosophy talks about this, you know, about finding the truth of what's existence and right? It's there in the books, and sometimes it's there in like Arabic. It's not even been translated, or it's there in Farsi, but no one's really come and explained it to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So I would say one thing is when you're watching Western stuff like that, just keep that in mind, that you're looking at like philosophy turned into art. And that's amazing, by the way, because it makes you sort of like question things, right?
Yeah, and it gives you some perspectives.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely gives you good perspective. And I think that's one of the criteria of trying to go towards truth on the right way is to look at different perspectives.
Yeah.
Right? Have a little bit of doubt in your heart, I would say.
Yeah.
It's not bad to have that. It's to question things. And that's how I think you can find a little bit of truth.
Yeah, so I guess it was a good start. And at this point, we'd have to seek refuge from a break. And then we'll be back to pursue the rest of our discussion.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Yes, this, we're talking about the criterias for the truest way that I have to take in my life as my journey and my own personal individual mission. So at the very first part, we talked about reality. So the first thing first is to figure out the reality and the true thing, the true mission that I have to do in my life. I guess this is the whole part, you know,
because
to figure out the truth is the whole idea.
That's why we're here. That's the purpose of our life, right? Is to find meaning or truth or what that is. And I think one way to do that, I believe, is to be sincere in your search for truth, right?
Yeah.
You'll see so many examples of people sort of finding, for example, Islam or religion or their path because they were sincerely seeking for it, right? I believe you have like a saying or a poem from Rumi which says, you know, like it's something like, you know, be thirsty and you'll find water, right? I think it's something along those lines.
Yeah.
You guys probably know better than me, right? So it's the idea is that, look, if you're really searching for it, you're going to find it.
Exactly.
Right? And I think that's one criteria is you should be looking for it and you should be seeking for it sincerely with honesty. I think you'll find it then.
And right there, God would help you as well.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a really important point to keep in mind that, you have to have this motivation to go for the truth. Sometimes this materialistic world, this, all of the things that we are dealing with every day is becoming your truth. And when it becomes your truth, you will lose everything.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's a common trap, you know, and most of the people I can tell in around the world are dealing with this problem, that these materialistic items are becoming their truth and they don't see any other reason to seek for that.
Exactly. Either. You know, just like life becomes a habit for us.
Exactly.
And we no longer try to find the truth behind what we're doing in this world.
Right.
And because of that, we need to make some challenges for ourselves. And I think it's the responsibility of the educational system, of the government, and so many other people in this society to make these challenges for people who are asleep in the dream of materialistic world.
Exactly. There are many items at work, but as myself, as the individual who's trying to figure out the truth, but at the same time, is so, you know, it's so deep in the perplexities and the habits of everyday life. What should I do to get back to that track?
So that's a great question. And I think one thing that we can do is remove a lot of the distractions in the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that requires discipline and hard work, but I don't think finding the truth is easy. If you talk to anyone who's sort of gone on that path, they'll tell you it's a difficult path, but it's worth it, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to remove a lot of the distractions. And for example, one of the things we talk about in psychology is attention. You know, like what's attention and how do we pay attention to things, right? And one of the things that happens with our brain is that it only has a limited amount of sort of space or computing power in terms of what it can focus on at one time, right? Like, for example, I cannot focus on like 30 things at one time, right? Or 50 things. I could only focus on what's in front of me, for example, right now, or what I'm talking about right now. In the same way, when you're searching for truth, you have to have a much more focused vision. You can't just be, you know, distracted.
Going for everything at the same time.
Right, right, right.
So you have to be. We must be focused. So the first thing first is to come to the point that what is reality in my life? And what is meaning, the purpose of our life? We have to find that at first and then get focused on the very main point that we're talking about it today, which is the truth. To be focused on the truth that we want to find in our life, which is going to give another meaning to our life, a deeper meaning to our existence.
Yeah.
I guess it's better for us to go for a short break and then come up with the next question. Welcome back, dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. Well, this is Back to Reality. We're still talking about the reality of life and the criteria of the truest path that we have to get into in order to give meanings to our life. Well, we talked about some aspects, and then there comes this question that, okay, I have done too much of effort to figure out what is the truth of my life. I have found some elements out there. But what makes it perfectly clear for me that what I'm doing is the rightest thing to do? How should I know that the things that I've come up with are not wrong, are not deviating me from the right path?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a good one. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes we stop life in order to find life. Okay,
yes.
And this is the problem, unfortunately. We think that we shouldn't do anything in order to find the truth of life, and then we can actually practically and functionally put that into practice, okay? And it's not like that. You have to go through that. You have to go through all of the lies, all of the bad things, and all of the, all of the fake things that you are surrounded by. And when you are, hit by that things, when you are injured, when you suffer enough, then you will find the truth, okay? So finding the truth is a kind of dynamic process, okay? You have to understand it first.
So you may even go wrong, but then that would teach you things.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be afraid of doing something wrong. I mean, I don't mean to give you excuses, okay, to tell yourself and justify yourself for making mistakes.
So we shouldn't pause our life in order to get that purpose or that meaning or whatever, the truth. And at the same time, we shouldn't be afraid of the dangers that might come in the way. Because even from the doubts, as just the brother said, or the wrong acts that we go through, maybe we could get closer to the reality that is meant to be understood by us.
Nothing. I would say that's a great answer. And I would just add to that. Definitely we'll make mistakes. But we know that we have God to help us on this path, right? And we know God is, for example, He's forgiving. And we have so much knowledge given to us about the people who have been on this path through the Prophet, through the Ahlul Bayt, through the Quran. I would say that even if we're making mistakes, they know, they've told us ways to correct ourselves through those mistakes, right?
Exactly.
So to a way to not deviate would be to, one, as we said, is to stay focused. And the other one is to continue to have that desire to find the truth, by the way. Because one might say, why should I even do this? Why should I even journey or go on this path, right? People lose motivation on this path. So what we have to realize that at the end of this path, it's worth it. It's worth it for you to do it, and you'll enjoy it, and you'll realize what it's for. But that's sort of my answer, is to sort of stay focused, have the desire in you, and use the guides around you to stay, to not deviate.
And those guides are actually the Holy Book of Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, just as you mentioned. So just as I'm going into my journey, I should take these two into account as well, because there are some sayings, some commands by Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam that if I go through them, I might find the truth even without going through the wrong or deviated ways. And the same thing could be applied to the Holy Book of Quran, in which all the instructions that could lead me to a purposeful meaning and to a purposeful life would be just all revealed to me. So this is one point.
I would just add one other thing, by the way. One thing that we pray for in our prayers every day is for God to keep us on the straight path, right?
Exactly.
And the straight path, by the way, is the idea that it's the fastest path, right? It's the easiest and the fastest path. Even though it has difficulties on the way, we make mistakes, but it's still better than the other paths, which will be much more difficult for us, right? So I think that's why we pray to be on that path.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So just coming back to what we said at the very beginning of today's episode, Sister Bito is talking about dreams and reality, and there are many philosophical perspectives that say there is no reality in life.
Yeah.
All the things that we know as reality are the constructions of our mind. There are also some poems that say the same thing, that life is nothing but dream within dream. There are many people who think that way about life, but I guess the truth is that as human beings, there must have been a mission in our life. There must have been something meant to be done by us. So we have to find that purpose and we have to go through that journey with actually the things that already we mentioned throughout this episode. So this was all for today's episode. I hope you just enjoyed it. As you know, these short episodes are just as a trigger to give you some perspective, some way of thinking. Maybe it would open up a new window to your point of view, and then it would add a little bit to your knowledge. So, yeah, and this was all. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك Let us see daylight again, once again.